Residents living on Cochise Court contacted Park City a couple of weeks ago because water from the beaver ponds was backing up into their crawl spaces. Park City Public Works Director Troy Daly says they've been dismantling by hand two dams every day for the past 2 weeks. He says usually at the end of the summer, the pups are thrown out of their impoundments to live on their own. After multiple efforts to dismantle the dams, they were hoping the beaver would move downstream east of the neighborhood.
We'll tear the dam out or breach the dam, see if it's rebuilt. If it is, we'll try to remove the whole dam and see if we can discourage the beaver from taking up home there and see if we can push them out. And we've been successful. We haven't had to trap for a number of years. The tough part is you tear it down, then they go into people's yards and they start cutting their trees down. And as we're trying to discourage them, and you know, that's the downside of pulling the dams out.
Daly says they follow a protocol when it's been determined that they must remove a beaver. He says it's a tough part of his job because they'll use a live trap to capture the animal, then have it euthanized. They use devices called pond levelers on McLeod Creek to encourage beaver habitat and dam building, but Daly says the ponds close to town on Poison Creek along the rail trail are too shallow.
On McLeod Creek, we have 13 pond levelers, and these pond levelers are constructed where the beavers will build a dam, we put a pond leveler in, and then they quit building so they don't make it bigger and bigger. And the beaver does well, and we've been successful with those.
They use a live trap so no other animals or people are hurt. According to Daly, catching the beaver and euthanizing it is the last resort.
It's too late in the year, and it would be inhumane to, in my opinion, to, and I'm not an expert, but just to relocate a beaver somewhere, even if we could identify a place and then expect it to build a dam, build a hut, and create the food needed to survive through the winter. And they, you know, they'll stash the food source throughout the summer, and that's what they'll eat on during the winter.
Daly says they believe there are just two juvenile beaver causing the water backup, and they'll try first to remove one and see if the water levels drop. He says one of the homeowners tried to discourage the nighttime dam building by installing motion sensor lights. When that didn't work, Daly says they contacted the city manager who initiated the protocol they used to remove the beaver. He recommends using commercial contractors to remove other animals, such as skunks and raccoons. And if it's large game, the Division of Wildlife Resources should be contacted. The Public Works Department is handling the beaver damage because they're responsible for the Poison Creek waterway. He wants people to know the city is not trying to eradicate the beaver population along the rail trail. Once they are able to drop the water level, they'll stop trapping. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.